This podcast is produced by podcastandradio.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Our guest on this segment is a father, husband, entrepreneur, and the visionary behind iTrekkers. Tom Mulier founded the company in 2014 after realizing that bringing together vetted professional captains and guides on one platform would help guarantee everyone a better experience in the outdoors. iTrekkers is a combination of Tom's own desires to share his love of nature, the outdoors, and simplify this process of booking guided outdoor activities with a mission that is threefold: to help people experience the outdoors through his company, iTrekkers, to help people get outdoors experience, period, and also by providing useful tips and referrals, and to educate people about the outdoors and the ways to be mindful when we're in the outdoors. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's good to have you with us. And, you know, I'm not by nature myself, and this is not about me, but I'm not by nature an outdoorsy kind of person. You know, I'm essentially a media producer, right, which we were talking offline about. So this is going to be great because, you know, I'm beginning as I get older to understand the value of the outdoors. But what is it that most of us, whether we're entrepreneurs, we run companies, we're just people like me, what is it that we miss that's so important about connecting with the outdoors?
First off, it's the creativity that the outdoors generates in each and every one of us. When, you know, there's multiple studies, but I'll just name one in particular. They did a study, I believe it was in Chicago, where they took two classes, same grade, 12th grade students. They took one class and they sent them camping for the weekend, and they take the other class and they sent them home. The class that went camping came back and was 60 to 70% more creative and did much better on the testing that following week than the class that stayed indoors. So, you know, connecting to the outdoors allows one to let go a little bit of all of our self thoughts, and it opens our brain to experiencing thoughts and different things that we didn't think about.
Yeah. So,
you know, creativity is probably the first, and the second is just personal well-being. Vitamin D, you know, we were born outside. As far back as you go, 150 years ago, there was no inside of a house, right? You lived inside and outside. You walked outside to use the restroom. I mean, just think about the way society has changed.
Yeah.
From where we were to where we are today. And you know, as humans, the beings that we are, there are intrinsic benefits that we're missing out on.
And I love what you're saying about getting in touch with our own thoughts and sort of clearing the mind. I'm a guy that practices TM, and so I understand the value of that. And you go outside into nature and you get away from screen, the gotta-do mind, the monkey mind, the list of things that are stressing you out. It's also a stress reducer, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. People ask me, like, well, what's the one thing you get? And I'm like, no, you guys don't understand. Each and every person gets something different.
Exactly.
Because we're all different humans, right? So for some of us, stress relief is our number one thing that we get out of it. You get away, you know, the phone's locked away. For others, they actually want to use their phone in the outdoors to capture moments, to keep those keepsakes so they can revert back. You know, I mean, think about your screensaver. Like, what's the picture on there? Like, mine's St. Martin at the moment, right?
Exactly.
You know, and other people just want to connect with those around them. And so, you know, they're getting outside just to be with those that they love, friends, family, coworkers, whoever, and just to share that kind of mindfulness and that connection that they'll have at that moment in time. So each person will get something different, but not doing it, in my opinion, is no longer an option.
That is a non-starter. You know, it's interesting. I'm looking at our interview topics for this segment, Tom Mulier, and one of them is how to use technology to get people unplugged. So here we are talking about screens that are like, you know, sort of the one-eyed monster, as my son Dylan would say. How do we use technology to get people unplugged?
That's the interesting kind of dynamic here, right? You know, at the end of the day, we're a tech company working to get people outdoors. But the way that you use technology is today, everybody uses technology to find things, to research, to look things up. So technology is ever present and always there in our lives. And it's really become a tool. Like, our phone is like the old utility belt.
Yeah.
If your home, you know, if your phone could be a hammer at the same time, you'd probably use it for that instead of going to get the hammer. We allow people to find different cool, unique experiences that they can get outdoors And through technology, through the booking process, the reservation process, chatting us up, or even just giving us a call, we educate you about what that experience is going to be like. And then we actually take you on those experiences. And during those experiences, you typically aren't using your technology as much or at all. And you're there learning about the outdoors and learning key skill sets that hopefully one day will make you no longer be one of our customers, and you'll be actually guiding your own trips with other individuals.
Oh, I love that. Really teaching us how to go fishing. And I know that's something we'll talk about today as well. Tom Ulay is our guest. He's the founder of iTrekkers, which really is a convergence of so many desires you've had. Where did you come from, but what were you doing before you started this company?
Yeah, so before I started this company, I was at Capital One in Richmond, Virginia.
Wow.
After a stint a couple years in Costa Rica where I just had to get away. Actually, my oldest daughter is born in San Jose, Costa Rica.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So we could talk about a whole other topic on that. But, you know, I was at Capital One, and my role there was I led the team that did all the analytics on the customer experience, specifically across our contact centers. So phone, chat, internet, things like that. And so I came into iTrekkers going, you know, I understand the necessity for it to be easy, hassle-free. Those things are what really drives consumer satisfaction. You know, I'm sure you've heard of CSAT, customer satisfaction score, or NPS, net promoter score. But really for me, what was the most important is CES, which is customer effort score. The more you reduce someone's effort, the more likely they are to buy. The more likely they are to appreciate the experience, the more likely they are to move forward. And that's what we've tried to do. And we continue to do daily. You know, we are not in our optimal state. We are not where we want to be. But for us internally, it's, you know, the lessons that we grab there is let's look at the entirety of the customer experience from beginning to end and take away all the difficulties related to getting outdoors, enjoying the outdoors, and getting home. And that's why we have done what we've done.
So 2014, you start the company. Did you do it alone at the beginning and then grow with employee? Do you have a virtual kind of employee structure or non-employee structure? What does the people part of this look like right now today?
That's a great question. So in 2014, I was definitely alone. I was
yes,
alone.
Yes, I know that, that lonely entrepreneurial feeling. Yes, I know it well.
Yeah. I think I hired my first two individuals in September of 15.
Right.
Today, we're 13 full-time employees. We're four contracted employees.
Wow.
Essentially, one is my contracted CTO and another one's my contracted COO. So individuals that I have long-term plans for, but that I can't afford today.
So you do it like, this is the lean startup thing that we're going to talk about today too, right?
Absolutely.
How did that inform the way you started and the way you're growing the company today? The concept of lean startup.
You know, a lot of people, you know, you read the book and it tells you exactly what to do, but the reality is that doesn't really fit into the real world. But, you know, for us, lean startup is a couple things. The first one is fail fast. Mm-hmm. So we don't typically hire employees at full in-house. We test them. So we'll bring on a contractor who says they're really good at what they do. We kind of vet them out. We're like, you know, we like what we see. Well, let's test it. Here's a project. Get this done. And then we'll, you know, we go to the next thing. And then eventually, you know, we bring you in-house. Once we understand that your values are aligned, what your feelings about the outdoors are aligned, and really your thoughts about the customer are aligned. So that's how we bring our people in via the Lean Startup methodology. And the same goes, you know, when it comes to technology that we use or technologies that we develop or the marketing that we do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all about fail fast. Put it through the ringer, test, fail, re-implement, keep going, keep cranking. And eventually, you know, you start seeing the growth that you see. You find those traction channels that work.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the path forward.
Yeah. By the way, the website for iTrekkers is much like you would imagine. It sounds iTrekkers.com, but I'll spell it iTrekkers. iTrekkers.com. We're visiting with founder Tom Ulay. Tom, who's your ideal customer? Is there an ideal customer, or is it a range of people that you're serving today? Give us a sense of what's your entry point and, you know, who's coming into your fold to do these adventures?
That's a fantastic question. So a lot of people look at customers in the sense of, you know, having to categorize them and bucket them and all kinds of things. I look at customers differently. You know, my customer is the novice. My customer is the person that some say are part of the lost generation of the outdoors. It's the person who doesn't have much outdoor experience, has never really gone outdoors, yet has an inkling, a wanting to get outside. To be honest, that's innate in all of us. And our role at iTrekkers, yeah, exactly. You know,
I just raised my hand for those. You can only listen to a podcast, so just so you know, Tom was responding to I'm a member of that club. Anyway, please continue. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, for us, it's about taking people on that journey and exposing them to the outdoor passion that is in them that they don't know yet about. I'm going to break some news here on this show that we haven't done yet, but we've realized to date that we're actually not doing a good job of that. And because we are kind of taking people from you know nothing to we're putting you a camping or we're putting you on a boat or we're putting you on a hike.
Yeah.
And really there's a segment there that we're missing.
Right.
And so we're about to do this whole new kind of visionary push about, you know, how do we give people some of the basic skill sets to really open their eyes and then get them out on the experience with a guide. So how do we use our guided network to show people what casting feels like, what putting on a backpack feels like, the way it's supposed to kind of work, what boater safety. People are afraid and it's
survival skills.
Yeah. Stuff. Well, I mean, survival skills, that's
at the top of the food chain. Yeah, probably. Sure. Right. Yeah, you start there, and I think you did. But I'm thinking about it because I'm a little slow on the uptake. New to outdoors, I am. Well, thank you for the transparency, and that says a lot about you and how you're, you know, iterating and failing and iterating or not failing, but, you know, testing, A-B splitting, A-B testing, et cetera, to get it right. And your experience around all of those metrics you mentioned in the call center environment. By the way, I have a son that's in management in that same industry, and I've learned a lot about customer satisfaction and experience, and I love that idea of the effort score. So, and in your business, iTrekkers, you want to make it as easy for them to get there, but if you splash them into a situation that's over their head from a standpoint of aptitude or knowledge or experience, I mean, you got to fill that gap. And I get it. And let me ask the open question. What does this look like if I'm coming into the fold? I would go online and, you know, just take us through sort of the process of moving into an experience with iTrekkers.
Yeah. So, you know, typically most people find us either through a Facebook ad or a paid ad or an article they're looking up, you know, how to start a fire, for example. And maybe we pop up as a resource on how to start a fire. And then, so you're looking this up because you want to go camping but you know, you have a lot of hesitations because you don't know what you're doing. And then somewhere in that article, it kind of points you back at us, say, hey, by the way, if you're looking to learn how to start a fire, you know, we could teach you. And the way that we could teach you is we could take you camping on one of our treks.
Wow.
And let's segue into what the trek is. So now you're like, okay, well, this is kind of cool. So then you are online and you're like, you know, let's look up one of your camping treks.
Yeah.
And then you come to realize, oh, wow, I just show up with food, drink, and a sleeping bag. And the tent's set up. The beds are there, the chairs, the cookware, everything one could possibly need to go camping in the wilderness is there.
Wow.
And there's a person to teach me how to use it. This is amazing. And that's what our camping is like. You know, we are here to make it as easy as possible. So not only do we make it easy from the standpoint of search, reserve, book, you know, the same way you would buy anything on Amazon.
Sure.
We also made it simple in the sense of the experience itself.
Yeah.
And then once you get off that experience, we make it easy because you get to leave and we get to clean up for you.
So you're really kind of the front end and back end in terms of the setup and the closure of the trip, of a given trip. One of the things that caught my eye was the idea that companies, and this makes sense from a marketing standpoint, but those that own companies or leaders in business, they need to understand the value of the bonding that can occur, not only the bonding with nature, but the bonding with each other when they do these trips together. So that's a market segment you're looking at, right? Or already involved in. Talk to us a little bit about that space.
Just to be clear, are you talking about like the corporate need for this type of activity?
I was reading between the lines and I thought maybe that was part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So corporate trips represent about 25% of everything we do.
Oh, okay.
And we spend $0 to acquire those customers today. Wow. So obviously a massive opportunity for us. So we've been really digging into, okay, well, why are they booking these trips? And what is it that they're looking to get out of of it and how can we market this effectively?
Yeah.
Because people are hesitant to go on trips because of the cost, right? It's not cheap to go do an amazing experience in the outdoors.
Sure.
But corporations have money that they have allocated to spend on culture building, on team building, on sales prospecting, on all kinds of things. And so an employee who gets to go with their company is much more likely to be like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Now I can try it on my own.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll book direct next time.
Yeah,
maybe,
like it peels off of the group experience. Yeah.
Exactly. Beautiful. And the truth is that corporations are starting to realize that in today's day and age, you know, people used to work at the same job for 40 years. We don't do that anymore. And so employee retention is such a critical factor because the cost of hiring is so huge in Absolutely. Today's day and age.
Absolutely.
So how can you retain employees? Well, you retain employees by making employees feel special, by making employees feel like they have a place in your company and they can bond with those around them and that sure. they like their boss and all of these kinds of things.
Yes.
Well, taking 20 people out on a sandbar for an entire day to go have a great time and it's all set up for you. You just show up at the dock, get on, go have a great day on a sandbar put together by Ice Trekkers with some games and all kinds of stuff you can do. And then you come off, I guarantee you the bonding experience that your team's going to have, they will remember the company that put that together.
Yeah, absolutely.
So one last thing is people who actually book, we've come to realize they don't book because they're trying to create memories. They book to be memorable.
Ah, that's an interesting distinction you make.
It is. Memories is the goal. Bonding, memories, fun, that's the goal.
Yeah.
But the person who pulls the trigger is because they want to be remembered. And so the sales guy who invites a prospect out on a day of fishing is doing so because he's looking to have that prospect remember him and remember that moment that they had together. And then when it comes to wanting to buy, they will buy from those people that they remember and enjoy.
So powerful. You know, something you said earlier about this idea, you'll pardon the pun in advance, the idea that learning how to light a fire would ignite a new customer to come in to your fold in a bigger, more broad way. That could apply to any business for those listening. I mean, if you just take one little nugget of the experience, a learning content-driven marketing experience there and make it a video, make it a podcast, make it a something, an article, a blog, whatever it is, that's a gateway for your customer, for your interested person, just because of their innate curiosity in the subject matter. So that's a very powerful idea that you guys are implementing on the marketing side. It's also interesting that you mentioned you're not spending any money on the corporate client. They're just finding you. How does that look?
They're finding us just a regular Google search. They're
so
like cool
SEO stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. It's SEO. It's cool things to do with a company.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna pop. Or your meeting planner is gonna know about us because we're part of the Meeting Planner International Association.
Yeah.
You know, it's the groundwork along with the digital pays off. If we were digital only, you know, it'd be much more difficult than it has been today. You know, like all marketing strategies are supportive of each other. And it's finding the key traction channel that works for you with the supporting channels that can work together. And it's all complementary. And then making sure that your messaging is the same across all of those channels. If you're able to do that effectively, then you're 10 steps ahead of where I was 2 years ago.
It sounds you speak as though you really have experienced all of this. And that's why you have sort of this this gritty passion and groundedness around it. It's so true. Consistency of messaging and branding and positioning and the why you do it. And of course, you know, you got to have good people. You've surrounded yourself with some powerful people, both on the employee side as well as virtually, that makes it so beautiful. As we wind this segment down, Tom Ulay, YouTube.com, you've got, I'm imagining, a lot of videos that kind of show a lot of this in action, right?
Yeah, we've got about 100 plus videos. So video for us is really important.
Beautiful. Yeah, I noticed on your one sheet, it looks great. I haven't been out there yet. I'm going to do it soon. For those listening who are intrigued, and I certainly am, about what and how iTrekkers is doing to improve humanity, our connection to the outdoors, our connection to each other in a deep emotional way. Really a multi-kinesthetic experiences from itrekkers.com, itrekkers.com. We've been visiting with Tom Ulay, the founder. And Tom, we'll do it again. Thanks so much for joining us on the program.
And thank you so much for having me, David. I really appreciate it.
You are welcome. Enjoy.
Small Biz America.